Well, I guess we have to start at the beginning. We have to start off where at the series beginning this season.
Oh, this season.
This season.
I was like, all right, the pilot, I'm ready.
Let's go way back to
Jeff Winger.
I got kicked out of being a lawyer.
Yes.
Kicked out of being a lawyer.
Being a lawyer place.
Yes.
There's a being, yeah.
Yeah, so where are you guys at the beginning of the season? Because I'm trying to not ask too many spoilery things.
It's pretty serious. We're in Syria.
Yeah.
Damascus. We just thought, change a location, mix it up. You know.
I was wondering what all the
Yeah, most
the
shows go to Hawaii. We go to Syria.
Definitely not jumping a shark.
No.
No.
Well, we have the cliffhanger that we have to resolve from the end of season two involving Pierce.
Hold on, hey, Danny and Ken, can you make it louder, please?
Yeah, this is a recorded
just make it louder.
Louder during
the open up food.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, come on, you can sit. That's fine.
Flank him. Come on.
No,
too soon.
Ken's going to frisk me during this whole interview.
Yeah.
So,
it's audio, you guys.
So what happened was, at the end of season two, we didn't know if Pierce was going to stay in the group or not. And so now we have to resolve that in the first episode of season three.
And it gets resolved.
Yeah, that,
like,
maybe,
as I would hope. Like most
with
of our...
With a murder.
With a murder.
Speaking of resolve, I just tried the carpet cleaner on this great stain that we had, and it worked.
I love resolve Danny. Carpet cleaner.
That's a timeout for you.
Like most things
Danny,
on our show.
Out for that joke.
Like most sort of like giant situations
Ken,
on our show.
How much louder can you talk?
We address it right away. You know what I mean? We don't like to belabor kind of addressing largely dramatic things that will influence the plot.
We're quick to anger and quick to peace on this show.
Yes.
Yeah, and as you may or may, I'm sure as you know, resolving it with Pierce, because there's still a lot of, it's not, I'm not going to say it's resolved.
But we're just quick to address it.
We
don't like to leave the audience hanging. We don't like to treat the audience like idiots. We just like to get right to it and be like, we're going to address this. We're not going to wait all season.
No.
You know, and keep showing you promos.
We don't like arcs.
Yeah, it's not like it just didn't happen. And now with John Goodman and Michael K. Williams, instead of the antagonism being within the group, it's now them. And
as you see, that idiot is in a uniform now, so we have that to deal with.
She's
too.
Referring to Ken Jeong. That is a security guard uniform.
Ken's thing, it is going to boil into, it's a pressure cooker that is going to boil into probably one of the most beautiful things that's ever happened.
But it's really
on
nice.
Television.
It's really nice to have Ken back in a position of authority. I feel like something that was so great about the first season was having Ken as our teacher and kind of like his manic outbursts and sort of kind of being separate from the group in that way. And last year it was interesting to have him kind of constantly trying to get in the group, but it also seemed to be like, where did he fit in? Why was he still always around?
He doesn't fit in. That's the answer.
So now it's kind of nice to have him
as a security guard because he's so physically weak.
It's true.
No, that's what makes him realistic as a security guard.
As a community college security guard.
He gets out of breath opening doors.
Fight scenes with Mikhail is kind of like the best physical comedy of any TV series.
You're not being recorded for this interview because the microphone's over here.
Yeah, sorry, Ken.
No, but you can hear his voice.
That's the range.
Oh, man.
No, go ahead. No, say it. Say it.
Yeah, well, I think it's also fun. I got to have a B storyline with Ken in one of the first couple that was really awesome to do. And I think I have not yet met John Goodman, but...
Me neither.
From the promo clips, he looks awesome.
Oh,
he
my
gosh.
He
is so awesome.
It's every time we get a script, I'm like nervous, excited to see if I'm going to have a scene with him. And then when I don't, I'm like bummed, relieved. Because I feel like I would be nervous to meet him because I'm such a big fan of his. But at the same time, I can't wait to meet him because I'm a fan.
I just hope he signs up for more than six. I think six is what we have so far, but I think he's...
I don't know.
There's potential for more.
Do you really think we could get him to come back for more than
Not
six?
With the hours we work.
True.
We break people. We break guests.
Josh Holloway.
We broke Josh Holloway.
We were like, come back again. And he was like, oh, you guys have fun. Malcolm
Yeah,
Jamal
but
Malcolm.
Oh, yeah. Betty White was in for more than one.
Yeah, but we shot her out pretty quickly. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a joke.
Like, I'm just going to go do my own successful series, all right? I'll see you later.
I'm going to go collect awards for my other show.
My other show.
That's an inside joke that we will tell.
Quote for you.
We'll tell you later after we
turn. Human language, after all, is
It has nothing to do with Betty White, that inside joke. Hey, Danny.
Oh, this is not the time.
I think this is the best interview ever.
It's like you're being assaulted from all sides.
It's watching the show.
That's how we work here.
Everybody that I talk to, I'm like, about the show, what I love about it is that it's got this almost like Preston Sturges, like old.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Thank you.
That's a huge.
Whoa. Jeez.
We'll take
Unfaithfully
it.
Yours is one of my. I love that movie.
It's my favorite Preston Sturges movie.
It's incredible. There's laughs in that thing that are so funny, and it was made like 1943, one
even earlier. I think it might be
in the 30s.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
they knew how to laugh.
Whoa.
They were like, ha ha ha! I said.
Yeah. See?
In the words of Joey Lawrence's character on Blossom.
Whoa.
Awesome. But what I love about the show is that it has that kind of feel where there's just this rapid fire. Assault on, there's joke upon joke, and each joke will be different. It'll be a situational joke, or it'll be a referential joke, or it'll be a character joke.
Yeah.
And it's like all happening at the same time.
That's the writing, not us.
Oh, yeah, our writers. No, and you'll be happy to hear that they haven't let up. I mean, the scene we're shooting right now, it's like a pinball machine. It was like Chevy, Donald, Gillian, Priest.
So many jokes
kind of happening, in succession, and that were so different.
Yeah.
Patton Oswalt, thank God for him saying this, said that we have the same joke rate as The Simpsons, and I take that. I don't think that's necessarily true, but... But I took that as a huge compliment, and I always took especially the first year when people were like, what are you going to parody this week? And it was always that as if the show, and then it was like, it's just parodies and reference humor. That was the strange labels that got put on it, and so I went to those critics' homes and made them eat their words. Literally, much like the movie Misery. Shove the pages in the room. No, but it clear.
I only said good things about it. I like my ankles.
No, but it.
I also like how, as you're saying, it'll also go from really dumb physical humor to some the wittiest writing I've ever gotten a chance to speak. And
right, but that's why I think it makes it just really accessible to so many different types of people because it speaks to everyone in that way that you can watch it. For whatever you're looking for. So if you want that kind of more broad physical humor, we're like, it's here. And if you want to mine it for all the nuanced and intellectual jokes, they exist as well. I mean, there are jokes that go over my head and I realize later what they mean.
Oh, the in the paintball when Joel is setting up our attack, we're all hiding behind the table and he's like, we're going to do this and we're going to do this and we're going to do this. And then Vicky just runs out and goes, Vicky! I totally did not get that was a reference to that world. What was it?
The World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft.
No, I don't think it's an
L. Leroy Jenkins.
I did not get that. I just thought it was funny because she was yelling and running.
I was like, okay, you guys do this.
And we had
all
watched it here on set too, which is funny because I didn't get it either right away. And we had all sat around the table being like,
I just laughed because she yells her name.
And this was whoever wrote it. Who wrote that joke? The joke works anyway because the Leroy Jenkins thing is so funny.
Yeah.
That he was like, it doesn't matter if you didn't see the reference, but it's funny.
It's like the best spoof movies. If you go back and you watch Airplane or Top Secret, they work as movies. Even if
vampires suck, right? Vampire burn.
Box office.
Oh my god!
Are you okay?
I heard noise, so I wanted to be in it.
Good. Good job.
Donald Glover just broke through a window and fell through some level or blinds.
Oh my god. He's got internal bleeding.
Loud noise.
Donald, you're bleeding out your
he's
asshole.
Going to vomit. That will be in the interview.
Say it again, Elsa.
You're bleeding out your asshole.
Said
okay,
Trudy.
Donald.
Perfect time. Yet another.
And that attracted a bad deal. It was as if we had turned up the light and people were like, what's happening?
Screaming and somebody was being assaulted.
He assaulted himself. He climbed through the window.
Donald burst through the window, and that only escalated it further.
All right. What else? You got any other questions?
What else?
People reading the this are going to say, fuck you for not having a video.
I know.
It's true.
I would, yes.
They will say
I would agree with that.
They're going to say,
no offense, but fuck you for not having a video camera.
Oh, an AIC, and they'll say, plant.
First.
Pixar didn't happen. That's what I get a lot on Twitter. Pixar didn't happen, and I'm like, hey, word to the wise on Twitter. If I tweeted it, it happened.
Now, if you could see Allison's face here, the way she cowered after that. But it's hard to,
Yeah, but just to be honest, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not going to, like, tweet and lie about something.
Allison, we spent the morning crying with Allison at the end of Love Potion number 9.
Oh, yeah, Allison. See, I was not lying about that tweet.
Oh, yeah, I saw that,
No, I know you would never lie on Twitter, baby.
Okay, do you have any other questions for us?
You never do that. You never make something up.
This should be fine.
Okay.
This will be fine.
All right. Should I press pause?
No, don't press pause.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for holding.
Thank you for watching the show.
Of course.
Yeah, thank you for writing nice things about us.
Of course. Keep being funny, and it's easy for me.